Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Hour number two, coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Indeed. Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Some people are calling 2020 the year of the mask. I disagree. This is clearly the year when the left and the media and big tech have dropped their masks, and they let us know they were no longer going to waste their time trying to convince us. Their intent is to seize this nation, and they don't care whether you know it or not. A dude with the appellation Emmanuel quoted Churchill as a means of counseling the left to never allow a crisis to go to waste. But awaiting a crisis to exploit is so 2009. Today, a crisis created is so much more effective. So the China flu and all the riots are two prime examples. Now, COVID may have been accidental, and I say may, but Democrats sure picked up that ball and ran with it, destroying our economy and people's lives for no nobler reason than to kill Trump's reelection chances. The leftists do not care about us. They're no longer trying to even maintain the pretense that they do. They don't care if you know they don't care about us. They've crossed the Rubicon, and deciding that if we must die for them to get and hold power, they can live with that. Okay, they're good. They were ecstatic when China deliberately infected the world with the virus. The only problem was it killed only old people with comorbidities and those who were already sick. So they had to sell it, so they went wild with the pandemic porn. They joined with media and big tech in overstating the danger, classifying almost every death as COVID to hype the number of cases and to increase the panic. They then used the contrived fear to seize power and destroy the economy, and along with their minions in the media, then they blamed it all on Trump. While big tech skewed the results and censored dissent to prevent people from understanding what was truly happening, it may be the Wuhan virus, but the rebel in us, for those of us, it can more be easily described as the anti-Trump virus. The disease that allowed the left to cheat just enough to seal an election and prevent the actual will of the people being enforced. The riots were the same thing, just a little more visual. And just as they did with the deaths from the pandemic, they blamed the violence and destruction on Trump's hatred and racism and incompetence. COVID was perfect. It came along just in time to be an effective weapon against a president who was looking unbeatable, apparently damaging him just enough for the fraud and the various other dastardly schemes to effectively steal the election. And the corpulent cutie has yet to sing, no doubt about it, as they say, but it looks truer with each and every passing day. For the Democrats, the relief in the COVID relief in the elections are the same. Cheat as much as they can, as close to the time when it becomes too late for anyone to do anything about it. And yet, there's only so much that our erstwhile kings can do to impoverish their subjects before they begin to realize the danger is not quite as dangerous as was claimed, and these kings do not have their people's best interests at heart. When the sky does not fall, the subjects tend to notice that the sky's not falling. And then you get rebellion. So a new crisis was needed, and it was just another stroke of good fortune that the Democrats had another crisis warming up in the bullpen, ready to torture the innocent into submission. Enter the fictive president-select asterisk Joe, the king of aphasia, that addle-pated mass man on our own epigon, President Joe Biden, who has called climate change the biggest threat to not only America, but also the world. So as a means to reorder society, you cannot get much better than climate change and its proscribed solution, the horrific Green Raw Deal. Once people accept that it is real, or at least can be forced to obey a new societal regime, as if it were so, it becomes an immediate emergency. So if Americans enjoyed the emergency COVID diktats from our Democrat tyrants, wait until they see the climate lockdowns where people are not allowed to own or drive a car, gasoline costing $15 a gallon, private air conditioners are outlawed, for us, of course, not them, and electricity is five times more expensive and rationed. Our elite overlords will again rule by fiat, all while they accumulate power and wealth for themselves. And make no mistake, everything the Democrats do has a make-me-rich component. And there's no mercy on the left. They don't have mercy for their own. They will turn on each other at the drop of a hat. But especially, there's no mercy for us. And the ideology is so comprehensive and strict and ironclad in its expectation of total loyalty and devotion that any deviation must be met with not only the harshest of immediate punishment, but also the cancellation for all time of the deviator. In fact, I'll say this, they are worse than the Islamic fundamentalists. But there is a big difference. There is a big difference. So, right now, their goal, going forward, for all of us that voted for Trump, we're all canceled, and the left will try to make sure there's not a damn thing they can do about it. They believe they can do this to America and Americans, yet as Yogi said, it gets late really early around here. This game is just in the beginning stages. They think that they're going to navigate me and you into a position where we're completely, you know, no other choice but to submit. And I submit to you that that's just not going to happen. At some point, there will be a bunch of people suddenly erupt spontaneously. And they're taking this very lightly. And they do that at their own risk. There's nothing, I think, that the patriots of America would rather have than to see a unified America. That would make us strong. Worldwide, we would be strong. But that's not what they want. That's not what they want. I mean, the biggest problem right now is that the Republican Party can't even unify at the moment. So I don't expect how they think the rest of America is going to fall in line. And right now, tomorrow, I don't know what the number count is going to be in Washington, D.C., but there's going to be a show. There's going to be a show, and everything else is happening in the Senate and all these other things. This is definitely not, I don't think this was meant to work out this way. It's not working out as easily as I think they hoped it would. But we're going to see. But they are approaching this is a remarkably cavalier thing. The only thing they bring to the table, besides Antifa and BLM, is going to be a bunch of rules and laws and things on paper, and that's just not going to be enough. It's just not going to be enough. Because you and I, we don't care about laws and paper, because they've already shown us they don't care about laws and paper. Very soon, we're going to start reacting. Well, we're going to start doing unto others as they are doing to us. Let's just put it that way. And they will have made that happen. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Webster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. So then, we still don't have an initial date or an official date for the trial of Travis and Gregory McMichael in the shooting death of Ahmaud Arbery, which I haven't talked about in a while. But attorneys for the father and son are hoping that when the trial does begin, jurors won't hear any reference to Arbery as the victim in the case. Because there's a new court filing of the McMichael's defense team. They're asking a judge to impose several conditions on prosecutors and spectators in the courtroom once the trial gets underway. And this is all for the presentation of to the jury. Okay? The jury, what they're trying to do is shield the jury and not let them, they don't want them to start making their mind up about stuff like that. So, defendants Travis and Greg McMichael respectfully move that the prosecution be prohibited from the use of prejudicial terms at trial during jury selection or in the presence of witnesses, they wrote in the motion filed on December 30th. These terms include the use of the word victim. The purpose of this motion is to prevent the prosecution from ignoring its duty to prove beyond reasonable doubt that crimes were actually committed and that McMichael's committed the crimes as charged. Due process requires minimal injection of error or prejudice under these proceedings. Use of terms such as victim allows the focus to shift to the accused rather than remain on the proof of every element of the crimes charged. And in addition to that motion, the attorneys also filed others asking that the number of in-life photos are limited to one and that the court spectators in the trial be prohibited from wearing face masks or T-shirts with slogans like Black Lives Matter. And so I guess what they're trying to say here, and this is the way I would take it, is that Ahmaud Arbery charged them and he got what he deserved for charging armed people. Because they're both arguing that the shooting of Ahmaud Arbery, it was self-defense, not murder. So, and I mean, their attorneys are just doing their job. They're trying to convince a judge that referring to Arbery as a victim would be considered prejudicial. On the other hand, the McMichaels are also charged with the murder of Arbery. So in the eyes of the state of Georgia, the 19-year-old was a victim when he was shot by Travis McMichael. According to Ahmaud Arbery's family, the teenager was out jogging on February 23rd. The McMichaels have repeatedly said they believed Arbery was responsible for several recent trespasses of an unfinished home in the neighborhood and believe that he may have been responsible for the theft of a gun from Travis McMichael's truck several weeks earlier. After Gregory McMichael saw Arbery running fast down the road while, on the afternoon of the 23rd, he grabbed a pistol while his son got his shotgun, and they began pursuing Arbery along with neighbor William Bryan. Trio and two vehicles repeatedly tried to stop Arbery, eventually blocking the road as he ran up to the truck driven by Travis McMichael. McMichael stepped out of the truck, shotgun in hand, and Arbery first tried to run around the man before turning and charging at him. Split second later, Travis McMichael opened fire, striking Arbery in the abdomen. While the McMichaels say that Travis McMichael had no choice but to pull the trigger, that's problematic, because the prosecutors are going to argue that the three men had no legal right to try to chase down and detain Arbery in the first place. I mean, there's several things that are missing here contextually for me. So just looking at the plain black and white facts in the one dimension that is presented to me, I simply see this. I see three guys chasing a guy on foot in vehicles. Two of them, one of them is filming it. The other two are armed. That's what I see. They're not police. They're acting because they believe something may have happened. I don't know if they have any firsthand knowledge of something happened. Maybe that hasn't come out yet. I don't know. And that's going to be their problem. Because, see, if I draw my weapon in self-defense, if somebody's coming at me and attacking me and it's an active attack, I can bring lethal force to them as long as it is an active attack. If they break it off, if they try to get away, I can't chase them. I can't shoot them in the back. Well, maybe I could if they were running at a orphanage with Molotov cocktails in each hand. Maybe I could do that. But once again, context comes into play. Getting into your car and trying to chase down a quote-unquote suspect is that is not the way civilian legal armed self-defense is supposed to operate. The prosecutors have made a few requests of their own to the judge overseeing the case, including asking that the defense be blocked from introducing any evidence about Arbery's previous run-ins with the law, convictions, and mental health history. And so far, the judge has yet to rule on the motions filed by prosecutors and the McMichaels defense team, and there's not a trial date set yet either. So it could be the same time before, or some time before we learn what the parameters will be in place when the jurors begin to hear testimony. I think the charges against the McMichaels and William Bryan are appropriate. Under Georgia law, they had no legal right to try to detain anybody, no matter what crimes they thought he may have believed he was responsible for in the past. I'm not convinced that the three men had set out to murder him when they began to pursue him, but without the pursuit itself and the attempt to detain him at gunpoint, that wouldn't have happened. Even if the jury never hears Ahmaud Arbery referred to as a victim, the facts of the case are going to make it difficult for the three defendants to successfully argue they were acting in self-defense. Self-defense is an active threat presenting to you. It is coming at you. And, well, without any of those things being present at the time, it's not armed. It's not legal armed self-defense. Very thin line. And once they turn, you got to let them go. You cannot sit back and say, well, they're going to get there. No, you can't do that. And about 8,000-9,000 times a day, civilians do that every day with guns. 99% of the time, they don't shoot anybody. But I rarely ever hear about somebody being chased down with a car. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Georgia has become the fourth U.S. state to identify a case of the new coronavirus variant sweeping through the U.K. Health officials in the state say the strain was found in an 18-year-old patient with no history of travel. Colorado has also seen cases of the new variant. That state's governor, Jared Polis, tells MSNBC that the new strain is not yet widespread.
This is not the most widespread variant in our state. It would be popping up a lot more. We have some other possible cases of the variant that are going into the more rigorous analysis, but our screening is sufficient to find out if this is a widespread variant. We're doing the initial screening on more than a quarter of the tests done in our state.
And Wall Street recovered from Monday's slump, boosted by a surge in oil. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up 167 points on Tuesday. The S&P 500 rose 26 points to jump nearly 1%. And the NASDAQ also rose close to 1%, adding 120 points. This is USA Radio News. The New York Stock Exchange has changed its mind about dropping three Chinese companies, despite an executive order from President Trump. Lance Pry has the details from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
In November, President Trump signed the executive order prohibiting American firms and individuals from owning shares in any one of the 31 Chinese companies listed as enabling China's army. After China threatened retaliation for the action, the New York Stock Exchange reversed its decision. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And an Illinois teen accused of killing two people during a street protest in Wisconsin has pled not guilty to murder charges. Kyle Rittenhouse entered his plea via teleconference Tuesday during a short hearing. He's accused of shooting three people during a protest in Kenosha, Wisconsin, last August, killing two of them. Rittenhouse has maintained that he fired in self-defense. A trial date of late March was also set during Tuesday's hearing. This is USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I sincerely believe that if you are a politician on the left, you should not be allowed to have a Netflix account, an iTunes account, an Apple TV account, because you guys watch too many movies and you think that's a smoking hot idea. I bring you COVID camps. The proposal is to put disease carriers in detention centers. It's a proposed New York state law that suggests, coming from RT News, Russia Today, authored by a Democratic member of the New York State Assembly and Nick Perry, Bill A416, calls for the removal and or detention of individuals who are identified as a case, contact, or carrier of a contagious disease. Well, wait a minute. That's RT News. Doesn't this mean that if I'm talking about what they're talking about, this makes me they have an anti-American agenda, and anyone citing them has to be their dupe, right? Well, the only problem is this. They say a bunch of things you're never going to see in the fake stream media. And that's the first thing that attracts me to them. And, you know, this is an easy enough thing to check out, you know. So, some would no doubt cling to the logical fallacy of discrediting this report based on who the messenger is. But, it, like I said, it's a very easy thing to check out. You know, don't listen to them. Listen to the language of the bill itself. This is a bill. Upon determining by clear and convincing evidence that the health of others or is or may be endangered by a case, contact or carrier, or suspected case, contact or carrier of a contagious disease, that, in the opinion of the governor, after consultation with the commissioner, may pose an imminent and significant threat to the public health, resulting in severe morbidity or high mortality, the governor or his or her delegee, including but not limited to the commissioner or the heads of local health departments, may order the removal and or detention of such a person or of a group of such persons by issuing a single order identifying such persons either by name or by a reasonably specific description of the individuals or group being detained. Such person or group of the person shall be detained in a medical facility or other appropriate facility or premises designated by the governor or his or her delegee. Now, we're talking about New York. So that means determinations will be made by the same authorities who arbitrarily restrict some while the powerful celebrate, whose policies place some populations, such as the elderly in nursing homes, at extreme risk while releasing recidivist criminals back into the general population out of political concern for their safety, and who prioritize and value addicts over the productive. This would also be another Bundy ranch. This would also be one of those moments, one of those lines of demarcation. And it's not like Americans aren't starting to question the hell out of what their governments are telling them, especially when they see the COVID death counts inflated, when people testing for the virus pass on from other cases or causes, when the accuracy of the tests themselves are in question, where the reports of severe medical reactions are becoming more frequent, and when we see healthcare professionals, hardly the doctrinaire anti-vaxxers you've come to know and love, when they're refusing the vaccine. So clearly there's plenty of questions that can't be answered because nobody really knows yet. But here is what can be answered with certainty if this obscene, tyrannical, and anti-American New York bill becomes enforceable law. Those are ultimately enforced at gunpoint. That means if you don't want to go, they're not going to give you a chance. Likewise, if you want to leave the facility, expect armed camp guards to say no. Fortunately, and I say that in quotation, for New York, both Cuomo and Assemblyman Perry are both big advocates of what the totalitarian-minded like to call common-sense gun safety laws. But, particularly as Perry explains, against weapons of mass destruction, unless in the hands of enforcers, of course. Interesting how, in a state where it's very hard to own a gun, they want to push this. Do you think this would actually work anywhere else? Do you think it would have a snowball's chance anywhere else? So just make sure you wear your masks and practice social distancing when the conductor yells all aboard to take you to the detention center. This would be, you know, these... The thing that cracks me up about this is they act like... This guy in particular, this Perry guy, I guess he thinks if he passes the law that there is no questioning of that. There is no, nobody in the state of New York has a say in this. And I hate to put it this way, but for the people of New York that keep electing these totalitarians, what is it going to take to wake you up? What is it going to take to make you see the reason? Because, see, while I get out there and there's a lot of things I'd like to do, you know, I'd like to go to New York and photograph the architecture. I'd like to go to B&H. I got a guy that I know, a guy there, Marty. He runs a vegan place, and he says he can make me a vegan hamburger that's better than any beef hamburger I've ever seen. I'm willing to try it just to see. despite all of that, I know there's lots of people around that don't get out there. They may not like the whole getting out there and say leftist on the right, conservative, liberal, that kind of thing. This is what you've elected. Now, put whatever label you like on it. These people are not acting as if they're being ruled or as if they're governing by the consent of the governed to me. So they're going to take you at, you know, I thought that the whole reason that we had to lock down in the first place was to keep from having these facilities. Does New York State already have these facilities built? Where are you going to put these people, Representative Assemblyman Tyrant Boy? Where are you going to put these people? Maybe a couple of refrigerated? I don't know. It'll be interesting to see if this is actually passed into law. Interesting and horrifying, all at the same time. All at the same time. Because the left feels unfettered. They feel like they can do whatever they want now. Like I said, the mask is off. They're showing you exactly who they are. They're showing you exactly what they want to do. And I'm just waiting for some people to wake up and say, oh, I believe it. That's a very big first step. Now, I know some people, like a caller in New York, and there'd be some that would probably say, well, you know, I don't think it's going to pass. But are people of New York, are you willing to get to that point? Is it worth it to have these guys in place? Is it not worth it to go out and fight them I don't know. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil.
We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show, is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I was just, as we were coming back, I threw it to Fox News. I still look at it just because they do put some graphs up that are, I just want to see how much they're going to manipulate it. And when I first threw it up there, it was showing numbers and percentages, even though the polls haven't closed yet. And then that went away. And now we just have 0.0% and no votes shown. Let's see what happens when I That's interesting, Fox News. You guys are so untrustworthy now. Back to New York City to remind us once again why we cannot trust the anti-gun public official to be the gatekeepers for our pre-existing right. Not a state-granted privilege to keep and bear arms. And at first blush, the firearms licensing law may seem to some that are completely uninitiated like a reasonable safeguard to ensure new gun owners have a baseline of vetting and familiarization before they take home their first firearm. Let me simply say this. If you go buy the gun at an FFL, you're going to have to pass a background check. You don't have to have some predetermination by the state to do that. That's all done by the feds. If you pass a background check to buy a gun, you should be allowed to carry the gun in the open. You should be allowed to carry the gun without a permit. You should be allowed to carry the gun, concealed. Period. That's my first thought on that. This would assume, back to the licensing good idea stuff, an ideal world where the system was administered fairly, affordably, efficiently, and in good faith. That ideal world does not exist. The reality is that most of the places where licensing is required for firearm possession to use the systems first and foremost to actively discourage people from owning guns at all because of the burdensome bureaucracy and the fees and the waiting periods. But for places like New York City, even this inherent chilling effect is not enough. So according to a recent article in the New York Post, the New York Police Department, License Division, appears to simply letting new firearm permit applications languish. They get them, they put them in the inbox, and just let them sit there. There's little or no way for the applicants to know where they stand in the process. And this is occurring during a period of soaring violent crime in the city and a correspondingly high volume of permit applications. It's also occurring while they're defunding the police to the tune of a billion plus. And before discussing the post findings, it's sort of worth looking at the huge hurdles every would-be gun owner faces in lawfully obtaining a firearm in the Big Apple. First, you have to apply online. So, in order to apply online, first you have to have a computer and an internet connection. But it also requires equipment like scanners and copiers and printers for supporting the documentation. And they're rare even in many computer-owning households. The documentation required for an application may be intrusive and voluminous, but depending on the person's circumstances, and some supporting documents must additionally be notarized. So it'd be nice if you lived on top of a notary public. Applicants will be expected to provide photographs, birth certificates, any military discharge papers, proof of city residence, and documents related to any arrest or convictions, including for cases that were dismissed, nullified, or sealed. Every applicant must also be prepared to present an original Social Security card during an in-person appearance. Bank deposit slips and tax returns may also be required. The application additionally mandates extensive disclosures about medical and mental health treatment, as well as full contact information for any and all providers. Each handgun application requires a $340 fee, $140 for a rifle or shotgun, in addition to $88.25 for the mandatory fingerprint cards that must accompany the application. You are now into them for $430. Cash and checks are not accepted, only credit card payments or money orders, which of course require additional fees and or special trips, so that means you got to have a credit card or buy a money order. Additional fees are required upon renewal. Once all of this that you've just spent $430 doing are uploaded, the License Division will schedule a mandatory interview for all handgun applicants, with long gun applicants having to appear at the division's discretion. Normal processing time is at least 6 months, often considerably longer. That's just the beginning. The process is so complicated that it's not uncommon for applicants to hire lawyers or other professionals to help them negotiate the bureaucracy. They're called... what are they called? The term is leaving me right now. The regime also has led to corruption scandals and facilitators bribing licensing officials to grant or expedite the processing of permits. They're called expediters. That's what they're called. Lately, and that's just the normal state of affairs that I just brought up there. So, lately, the NYPD License Division has further restricted the availability of the in-person portions of the process, ostensibly because of precautions relating to the novel coronavirus. And earlier last year, Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo's COVID-19-related emergency orders put non-essential businesses on pause, with only the threat of litigation allowing gun shops to avoid being shuttered entirely. It is a tribute to Americans' embrace of the Second Amendment that every year thousands of New Yorkers tackle this crazy process simply to possess a firearm lawfully within the home. But from March 22nd to late December of 2020, according to the Post, applications for first-time gun permits surged to 8,088, up from 2,562 the previous year. And coinciding with the increase, they report there was a 98% increase in shootings and a 39% increase in murder in New York City. But application approvals dropped from 70% in 2019 to less than 14% during the same period in 2020. 56% difference. The decrease in approvals apparently does not reflect outright denials of prohibited applicants, but simply inaction on the processing of applications across the board. According to one city gun dealer quoted by the Post, they just stopped doing the investigations and the processing. Another deal told the Post, I've never seen it this bad. A source within the NYPD said the license division did not have adequate staffing to process the applications, a factor the source blamed in part on official antipathy from New Yorkers or toward New Yorkers exercising their rights. The politicians are generally against giving licenses to begin with, so it's not a priority. Then in a follow-up article, the NYPD source noted that the same civil unrest that had helped fuel the demand for lawfully owned guns, ironically, it caused the department to shift officers away from the processing of permits and to other tasks during the protests and riots that marred the city in 2020. Source said many cops in police headquarters, including the license division, were put in uniform to police those protests. Meanwhile, a city resident who applied for a permit in July 2020 told the Post in December the emails he'd sent since then to check on its status had simply bounced back with no answer at all. Whatever the true cause of this delay, the takeaway is inescapable. The firearms licensing laws practiced in New York City have blocked city residents from obtaining guns precisely when more and more residents have decided they actually need one, and a right to protection that evaporates when most needed is no right at all. Now just imagine, if you will, that in addition to that, while that's all going on, they would also start this new, we're going to lock you up if you get COVID idea. Just, you know, some of these people probably have permits that they're not really pending, but they are, you know, they've applied for them and they're not getting them. So, New York, I feel for you. I really do. But there's, you know, you could do something about this. It's going to take a little bit of time. It's not going to be overnight, but you could do something about this. Or you could just go. Just leave them, which a lot of people in New York City have already done. You got Cuomo out there inviting them back in. We've got hour number three. It is inbound. We might talk a little bit about my decision to make a change here and there. In any event, this is Lock and Load.
STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.